Chapter 4. Tim Wins. Dick turns his sheet of guesses over on its back, blocking the paper with his hand. They all watch as Dick scribbles his guess down, but not what the guess is. The older man's lips thin and his brows furrow as he takes a nervous breath. Grabbing the envelope, everyone watches with bated breath to see Dick's reaction. Taking out the first card, a grin begins to show on Dick's face. He quickly pulls out another card, and the grin grows. Danny swears Dick's shaking slightly from the excitement. Then, Dick pulls out the last card. His smile immediately turns into a frown. Well, Dick sighs as he tucks the cards back in the envelope. Best 2 out of 3 isn't bad. Dick keeps his guess hidden, but turns his cards over. Hope begins to bloom in Danny's chest. Quickly, he looks down at his guess sheet. He marks off Dick's cards, and the answer is staring right in front of him. Now, all he has to do is roll at least a 6. He's so close. He'll win for sure if he can make it to the center. Snatching up the dice before he can allow himself to think, he shakes the dice in his hand. Just as quickly, he lets them go. They fly across the board. The first one lands, a 2. Not the best, but if the other one... a 3. 5. His stomach sinks. Shit, Danny whispers, disappointment running through him as he frowns. Reaching forward, he moves his piece, just out of reach of the center. Touching it, but unable to go on to it, it taunts him, mocking his inability to get there in time. Tim grabs the dice. He's only 5 away from the center. Part of Danny hopes that Tim won't make it, that Jason won't make it either, that it'll make its way back to Danny. He knows that's a fruitless dream, especially as he watches Tim release the first die, landing on a 6. Tim doesn't even watch the second dice roll as he moves his piece. Danny does. It lands on another 6, more than enough to get him where he needs to go. I would like to make an accusation. Quickly, Tim writes his guess down, practically vibrating with glee. The bags under his eyes look a little lighter. Grabbing the envelope, Tim almost rips it open. Danny swears he can see that it almost physically pains Tim not to just rip it to reveal the cards as fast as possible. Tim's eyes move rapidly, drinking the cards up. An almost maniacal grin spreads across his face. You'll find that it was Batman. Tim places the corresponding card down. With the Batarang, the next card, in the park. The last card is almost slammed down. He follows this up by revealing his guess he wrote down, lying across the cards. Jason groans, tilting far back in his chair after he reveals his cards. Fuck you, Tim, I was gonna guess that. Tim raises an eyebrow, smiling down at Jason as he crosses his arms. Were you, Jason? Because I actually did guess it. Jason huffs, wrinkling his nose. Then he quickly jumps up from the table and jumps on Tim. Tim yelps as Danny watches the two of them wrestle. Dick is smiling, shaking his head as he begins to clear off the board. Danny helps him. He's a bit sad he lost, but he had a good time regardless. It was fun. So, Dick, I have a question, Danny starts, staring at the Alvin Draper card before he gives it to Dick. What's up? Dick isn't looking at Danny, focused on the task at hand. Well, I was just wondering who Alvin Draper and Agent A are. I recognize the other cards, but not these two. Are they like underground heroes who help Batman? The kind you only know of when you live here? Jason snorts from where he's wrestling with Tim, drawing Danny's attention. He doesn't notice Dick's movement has stilled. That would be because Tim's a nerd, Jason explains, putting Tim in a headlock. See, he couldn't tell the person he commissioned who he was, so he called himself Alvin Draper. Oh? Danny prompts, brows furrowing in confusion. There's movement in the corner of his eye, but he's focused on Jason. Yep, couldn't exactly tell the girl that he was the new Robin. He had to be sneaky about it. The movement out of the corner of his eye stills. Danny feels like he's had the wind knocked out of him, staring at Jason wide-eyed. Jason, of course, is so focused on Tim that he only seems to realize what he said when Tim taps out. His head whips towards Danny, eyes widening as his mouth gapes open stupidly. You mean you're all... Danny trips over his own chair, falling hard on the floor. The end.